Please be seated.
Yeah, this morning I flirted a little bit with the idea of shortening the psalm because it was so lengthy. Maybe read 5 verses of it, but I'm glad we didn't, because that psalm captures, it's a real lament, and it captures how the saint of today must have felt as she languished in slavery. Harriet Ross Tubman was born a slave in Maryland in 1820. She was captivated by Bible stories she heard as a child, especially the story of God hearing the cries of the enslaved children of Israel and sending Moses to lead them to freedom. How that must have resonated with the slaves, and that's why we have so many spirituals that come from those days, like Go Down Moses and so forth. Harriet Tubman escaped to freedom in Canada in 1844. She went to Canada because even though there was freedom in the North, the fugitive slave law allowed Northern individuals to capture runaway slaves and return them to the South, often for a fee. She said, "I am not truly free if others are in chains." She was enjoying her freedom in Canada and realized, what good is it for me to be free when there are others who still suffer? So from 1850 to 1860, she led as many as 300 slaves to freedom, working with black and white abolitionists in Maryland and Virginia, and then into Pennsylvania, working with the Quakers behind them. She joined the Union Army during the War of the Rebellion, or the Civil War, and she served as a cook, a nurse, and occasionally as a spy, a role that could have gotten her executed if captured. In one instance, she joined a Union soldier's raid on South Carolina that liberated 750 slaves, many of whom joined the Union Army. After the war, Tubman started and supported ministries to help orphans, the widows, and especially war widows of all races, and the elderly. She became an outspoken supporter of universal suffrage, but never lived to see the day when women could vote. She died in 1913. Harriet Tubman died of a brain injury, and it was received many, many years ago when, as a slave, she was ordered by her master to grab someone who was running away. She refused. So the master beat her unmercifully, and the injuries she sustained throughout her life caused severe headaches and seizures. Harriet Tubman was driven by her love for God and Jesus Christ, because when Christ fills you, your heart is moved with compassion for others, not only for yourself. I'm especially inspired by her statement that I'm not free while others are still in chains. We ask her prayers, we pray for the repose of her soul, and we pray that in our time, God would raise up saints like Harriet Tubman. Amen.